Let's bring him in now. Former NBA player, Chucky Brown. Chucky, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I can't complain. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us. And let's get right down to it. Let's start with the Lakers.
Okay.
At this point, 5-6. I mean, they had some struggles throughout the course of this season, this early part of the season.
Right.
I'm under the mindset, I could be wrong here and I could be jumping the gun, but I don't think this is a playoff team. I think the Western Conference is especially constructed. I think there are 8 teams better than the Lakers when it's all said and done. But how do you see this basketball team at this point?
I think they can get in. I think that the team that they built, that they have right now, is more of a tough playoff opponent. But the problem is you got to get through the regular season to get in there. So I think they will struggle to get in. I think they can get like seventh or eighth. They beat Minnesota. They beat Portland once. Or did they lose to Portland? They lost to Portland early, I know. But, I mean, it's going to be some teams. I think it'll be some teams because they're new. They'll get better as the year goes on, I think. I think Luke needs to cut down the rotation. Can't play 10 guys. That's just what it is. You got to play 8 guys. And then when you get to the playoffs, if they make it to the playoffs, you got to cut the rotation to like 7.5. So, I think they can get there. They don't look good right now. So they got to start winning some games. And the big thing for them, like, they can't be losing to, like, the teams that, like, Dallas. They can't be losing to teams like that. You know, they got to beat those teams, and they're going to have to steal some games that they're not supposed to win. But, you know, like I said, Luke got to cut down the rotation. You know, somebody's not going to play, and that's just what it is. So, I mean, if he cuts down the rotation, I think they got a chance to make it. But they're not going to be like no middle-of-the-pack team, I don't think. I think they'll be coming in the 7-8 seed, and they'll have to, you know, play like a team like the Warriors in the first round. And that you don't want to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think they can get there just, you know, just having the roster that they have. I think they're built for the playoffs. You got a guy like Rondo who's always good at the playoffs. Then you got LeBron who has playoff experience. You know, Lance Stevenson is a good player. JaVale McGee has championship experience. So, you know, I think you got guys. And then you just added a guy like Tyson Chandler. See, they got a veteran team that's built for the playoffs, but you got to get to the regular season first.
So at the end of the day, you know, you said 7th, 8th seed. We can all agree that this is not a championship caliber team this year.
Oh, no. That's not a championship team at all. Not right now. Not right now. They got to, the first thing they got to do is be able to stop people, play defense, and then they got to get, you know, more outside shooting to be considered a championship team, I think. So they got to lock up on defense and get better shooting.
So let me ask you this. You talked about the Lakers possibly 7th, 8th seed, and that would mean possibly the Golden State Warriors. Looking at the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference, are they unbeatable at this point? I look at it this way. No team is unbeatable, but I look at them this way.
Right.
If they're healthy, there's no team that can beat that particular team. Your thoughts?
Right. I feel the same way. I think that everybody's beatable. It depends on, you know, the team that you're playing, what type of rhythm they got. You know, because I played on, like, when we played with the Rockets, I mean, San Antonio was better than us, you know, man for man. Phoenix was better than us, man for man. You know, Utah was better than us. But we got into a rhythm, and we were just playing good, you know. So, you know, you run into a team that's just playing good, I mean, and they're just, you know, playing better. I mean, Golden State, can be beaten, you know. I don't think they're unbeatable either. I totally agree with you.
So let me ask you this. Speaking of the Houston Rockets, this team is off to a slow start, 4-5 at this point. I'm looking at this basketball team, and something seems different. They don't have the chemistry that they had last season. Part of that is, hey, Trevor Ariza's in Phoenix right now, and he was a big part of what they did. Looking at this basketball team, do you see them turning this thing around?
I think they can turn it around. I don't think they're going to have the year that they had last year. You know, like you said, Trevor Ariza was gone. He was a big piece. I think they defended a lot better last year. So I think they could turn it around and play better than what they've been playing, but I don't see them having the same type of year. Like, I don't see them going to the Western Conference Finals. I don't see that. You know,
okay.
I think Oklahoma City is better. You know, I think, you know, you got a team like the Denver Nuggets. You know, yeah, if you have to play them up in Denver with that altitude, you know, that could be a problem. You know what I'm saying? They're used to it. You're not. It could be a problem. So I think there are a couple of teams that are better than Houston right now. And I think even like the Spurs would be a problem for them, you know, right now.
So you don't see this team winning 60-plus games and ultimately getting back to the Western Conference Finals? You don't see it?
I don't see it. Not right now. I don't see it right now. I don't see it right now. I mean, I know they got a couple of new pieces, you know, but I don't see them getting to the Western Conference Finals like they did last. And I felt like they should have beat Golden State last year. So,
for sure.
You know, I just thought that they took too many 3-point shots, you know, when they weren't making them. They kept shooting them, kept missing them, and then that allowed Golden State to get back in the game and, you know, inevitably take the game.
We're talking to former NBA player Chucky Brown. So looking at the Eastern Conference, and I'm looking at the Toronto Raptors with the addition of Kawhi Leonard, traded Kawhi for DeMar DeRozan. Kawhi makes them a better basketball team. Kawhi Leonard's one of the best two-way players, if not the best two-way player in the game.
Right.
Looking at the Raptors
right.
at this point, 11-1 on top of the Eastern
right.
Conference, do you expect them to keep this thing moving and ultimately possibly get to the NBA Finals?
Yes, I think they can. I think that, you know, like I had the debate with my friend. He was saying, well, Toronto does it every year. You know, they do that same thing every year. So I was saying, well, this year is different. You know, they got Kawhi there. They got somebody, you know, no disrespect to DeRozan, because I love DeMar DeRozan. But DeMar DeRozan doesn't defend like Kawhi. It's just something about, you know, Kawhi's he's brought like a whole different defensive mentality. And Toronto has some long, young players, and then you got Serge Ibaka, who's a veteran player. So I think that they can be a formidable opponent defensively.
Yeah, and I just look at Toronto, and Kawhi Leonard is a guy who was a Finals MVP, and like I said,
right.
one of the better two-way players in the game. He's an upgrade over DeRozan. We'll see if it's enough.
Right.
LeBron is out of the Eastern Conference. But you do have the Boston Celtics, who are there in the Eastern Conference, off to a slow
right.
start. In
right.
the East, it seems like it's Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, and Toronto. Anybody else you think in the mix in the Eastern Conference?
Not that I've seen. You know, those are the pretty much. I think Philly's going to get it together and start winning. They beat Indiana on the road. I think Indiana be tough, but I think Indiana be, you know, they may make it to the semis, but I don't think they'll make it past that. I think Indiana will be a tough out for any of those teams if they have to play them. But like you said, it's Boston, Philly, Toronto, Milwaukee. It's pretty much those four teams. And I think right now Toronto is probably playing the best out of all of them. And, you know, Kawhi is getting the opportunity to rest sometimes too. So, you know, that could be helpful for them in the long run.
I know this, you know, this. We don't know what could happen in the future. Kawhi Leonard, you know, ultimately he's become a free agent at the end of the year. Do you see
right.
him return to Toronto? And I know it's early. Do you see him return to Toronto? Do you see him ultimately going to L.A.? Where do you see Kawhi next season?
I know he's a California kid. I mean, I could see him staying in Toronto. I mean, you know, a lot of them L.A. cats, and them Florida cats, they don't like that cold weather. So he might end up leaving. But I could see him back in Toronto if he likes his team, because he seems to be like a pretty simple guy. You know, he don't need a whole lot to be happy, is what I mean. So, you know, he may. I thought he would go to the Clippers. You know, I didn't think he was going to go to the Lakers. Initially, anyway, I thought he might want to go to the Clippers. I know there was some talk of that. But, hey, I mean, I could see him staying in Toronto, though, with that team. That's a good young team. You know, I could see him staying there. I could see him staying there.
So let me ask you this. You were a scout
okay.
with the New Orleans Pelicans. We look at Anthony Davis. You know, there's speculation about his future in New Orleans. All said and done, and again, we're speculating at this point. Do you see Anthony Davis spending a good part of his career in New Orleans, or do you see him possibly going elsewhere, Los Angeles, to join LeBron or somewhere?
Well, from what I've heard is that he has the same agent as LeBron. Yeah. So if that's the case, I mean, I could see him, you know, getting up and going. I could see that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it depends on him. You know, if he wants to be in a bigger market, you know, more endorsements, if he starts thinking business-wise, which there's nothing wrong with that. So I think LeBron made that business decision. I think Anthony Davis will do that. You know, I think he will make that jump. I mean, you can't count, don't count the Knicks out either. You know, I think New York would be another place if you're thinking business, you would want to go play there as well.
It'll be interesting. It's most definitely going to be very interesting. And like you said, with LeBron and Davis, you know, sharing the same agent and everything, that does make things very, very interesting. Should be interesting to see how that whole thing plays out. We're talking to former NBA player Chucky Brown. So, Chucky, you talked about the 95 Rockets, and you talked about all the teams during your run who were better than you.
Right.
But you guys had somebody named Hakeem Olajuwon who scored 94 in the 95 season. This guy was absolutely special, the things that he was doing. That 95 team, I mean, talk about that. Talk about that run and talk about playing with Olajuwon.
Yeah, that was a great run. You know, we started out against Utah, down 2-1. It was best 3 out of 5 back then. And we had to win that fourth game in Houston to go back up to Utah for game 5. So we win that fourth game, go back up there in a tight game, and we coming down to the wire, we win that game in Utah. Then we go to Phoenix, and they just blast us the first 2 games. And we go back to Houston game 3 and win. Then they beat us game 4, so they're up 3-1. And there was a little bit of smack talk going on coming from A.C. Green and Joe Klein and them cats. And then we won game 5 in Phoenix. So when we won game 5, we pretty much knew in our locker room, we were saying, all right, if we win game 5, they don't want to go back to Houston. So if we get them game 6, we're going to blow them out. And then game 7, let's let the chips fall where they may. So and that's exactly what happened. So we got in game 7. And I remember vividly being down 10 going into half. 57-47. And I remember Dream saying, you know, and I'm going in like, damn, you know, we're down 10, you know, it's going to be tough, we're on the road. And Dream, I remember Dream saying, and it just picked everybody up. Dream said, we got them right where we want them. So I said, okay, if the big fella feels good, then okay, then we all right then. So then we ended up coming out, and that's when Mario hit the shot. Then we go to San Antonio, win those first 2. They come back, win the next 2. And now we're on the road, and then we won the game 5 on the road again. Then game 6, we closed them out, and then we went to Orlando, and we knew they were a good young team, and they jumped on us. You know, we fought back, came back, ended up winning for game 1 because of those Nick Anderson free throws, and, you know, they just never recovered after that. So once we went back to Houston up 2-0, we felt like it was a good chance that we could sweep them, and we did.
You did that. You did, and it was special to see Hakeem Olajuwon. You know, during that time, I have to be honest. I was a Charles Barkley fan. I'm a lifelong 76ers fan. I follow Barkley to Phoenix. I love my Sixers. Don't get me wrong. But during that time, the Sixers were bad, so I followed Barkley to Phoenix. Guys broke my heart those 2 years, man. You broke my heart. I wanted to see Charles get a ring, and you guys, Hakeem Olajuwon just stepped in the way, man, and he was special. Absolutely.
Yeah, Dream was the best. Yeah, he was the best. He was the best in the world at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he was the man. He was the man. Nobody could deal with it.
We're talking to former NBA player Chucky Brown. So those Bulls teams, ultimately, those teams were never able to meet up, the Rockets and the Bulls, during that era.
Right.
Hypothetically speaking, if they were to meet up, what would have happened?
I think the Rockets would have won, of course. I mean, you know, they had Mike, you know, but we had Clyde. Clyde wasn't or isn't on the same level, I say, as Mike. But Clyde is not like, you know, nothing to laugh at. You know, Clyde can hold his own. You know, Mike may get 30, Clyde gonna get 25. You know, so okay. I think Robert Horry could cancel Scotty out. And I don't think that they had, I mean, they had a lot of fouls in the paint with Luke Longley and Cartwright and them cats, but they had nobody that could handle Dream. So we was going to feed Dream all day. So eventually, they might not have wanted the double. They would have had the double. And then that's when Mario and Kenny and Sam and Robert, that's when they hit you in the head from the three-point line. Mm-hmm. So I think we would have definitely won. I think we would have beat them.
Okay. All right. So, and how many games?
We would have beat them in six. We would have beat them in six.
Okay, six games. We're talking to former NBA player Chucky Brown. So, Chucky, you've been around and around to a lot of different places.
Right.
It's a blessing, actually, if you think about it, to be able to play the NBA all those years and play on all those teams. It's a blessing. So, did you have a favorite stop? Did you have a favorite location? What was your favorite?
I had a few. One of my favorite spots was Atlanta, of course. Atlanta's a favorite spot of mine.
Okay.
Charlotte was a favorite spot because my parents got to see me every game. Then New York was another New Jersey when I played with the Nets because I was born and raised in New York. So that was like coming back home. And Houston, of course. Houston because of, you know, the people, the fans were so good to us. I mean, it was just great to play there. You never had to pay for a meal. I mean, they just took care of us. They just took care of the fans. That took care of us, and we tried to do the same thing to them.
Did you have a least favorite spot?
Least favorite was probably Milwaukee. Nothing against the city, but it was more like, you know, I didn't really see eye to eye. And I mean, I'm not a disruptive guy, but I thought Chris Ford was a little negative. So that was probably my least favorite spot. The city was nice and all that. The teammates were cool and all that. But that was probably my least favorite spot right there.
What was your favorite place to party? I mean, you played in all these different cities, man. I mean, what was the best place to party?
Probably a favorite spot to go hang out might have been I mean, going to New York was cool because we go to New York and you go in, get a nap, then you head out, you know, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. So New York might have been a favorite spot to go out because the city had never sleep.
That is true. That is true.
Yep.
The club closed at 4 o'clock in New York City.
No, they did. They had the after hour spot though.
Yeah, that's right.
But Houston was nice to party. I mean, you can find a good party anywhere. You know, you can really find a good party anywhere. But those spots right there, if you wanted to go just hang out, kick it all night, like New York, L.A. is cool. But L.A. kind of shuts down, you know.
Okay.
It's not like New York. It kind of shuts down.
You can find a good party in Sacramento?
It was tough. But at that time, I was married then, so I wasn't going out.
Okay. All right.
So, so I wasn't going out.
So let me ask you this. What's going on with Chucky Brown today?
Well, today I am right now doing like the TV stuff right now. You know, just doing that and just raising my kids. That's all. Just raising my kids.
Okay.
So I'm just real simple. I'm real simple right now.
That's good. Simple's good. Simple's real good.
Simple's good.
Where can we find you on social media?
Chucky Brown 52 Chucky Brown 52 is my Twitter.
Okay.
Chucky Brown 52 is my Instagram. And I think that's it. And Facebook, you know, Chucky Brown.
All right. So, fans, make sure you go connect with this man, former NBA player Chucky Brown. I mean, he's played on 12 NBA teams, so I'm sure he's been in your city at some point, sometime, so make sure you support this man. Chucky, before we get out of
here, sir.
End of the day, when the season is over, who's going to be holding that trophy?
hard to go against the Golden State Warriors, man. I got to say, that's going to be hard to go against them. So I'm going to say Golden State again.
All right, so Golden State again. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Chucky, absolute pleasure talking to you, man. Wish you nothing but the best of luck moving forward. Would love to do it again.
All right, no doubt. We can do it again sometime. Thank you for having me.
Take care of yourself.
All right, my man. Thank you.